got the good stuff. Uprise. Are we recording, Simon? What's that big thing with a G on it? Is that a...
It better not be the Packers. I know that. Better not be the Green Bay Packers.
What is that? Mm-hmm. Uprise all day. Mm. The Jason and OC podcast. J-Bell and two-time podcast.
We out here, man.
We out here. We are back. It's another Tuesday. I would say this is kind of the middle of our week. Mm. Would you say we go hard Friday, mm-hmm. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, mm-hmm. Tuesday. Really, our weekend is Wednesday, Thursday.
Why'd you go hard Saturday? Is it something that I don't know? What's going on Saturday?
Okay, that's a relaxed day, but we got to get ready for the games on Sunday.
So you got to get ready to watch the game.
Yeah.
Okay, are you playing or something? You got to prepare.
I
got to prepare.
I can't get off the train.
Oh my God.
Basically, I can't get off the train. You can't really take a day off because Sunday you need to be alert.
How are you watching these games? Are you like this?
I'm watching the game holding on tight with a mouthpiece in. Gritting my teeth. Every tackle, I'm. It's just embarrassing. I have a lot of screens, though.
Yeah. How many screens you got? Like a lot?
I have one on the big screen.
Have you watched the movie The Minority Report? You ever seen it with Tom Cruise where he's doing all
this? Yes.
Is that how your house
basically
is?
That's how I'm living.
Oh, that's incredible.
Big screen. And then what's funny about this, I got the big screen, I got the laptop, I got the next game I want to watch on that, mm-hmm. iPad, next game, mm-hmm. iPad mini.
Wow.
Red Zone.
That's how you're doing it?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And then I flow like Minority Report to what the best games are.
Yeah.
I start to central down, lock it down.
That's incredible.
I do all that and I say, I don't know what you do, but as soon as we get ready to film in the early week, you know as much as I do. So I might be completely blowing this thing overboard. Because, I mean, when we sit down and talk, you know more than me, and your statistical analysis is even higher. I'll be breaking it down. You'll be like, yeah, on third down, they did this and this and that. And I'm looking at you like, and
how?
I bet you watched it all on your phone.
Just like this.
Yeah, on your phone.
Oh, that's what happened. 2-minute breakdown.
I'm over here with a mouthpiece, gritting my teeth, dehydrated, cramping up, and you're like, nah, I know everything you know. So, yes, I need Saturday to prepare myself.
Yeah,
I got to stretch.
Cool. Yeah, I got you. I figure that, you know, because we played for so long, mm-hmm. right? Like, I played
some played longer
so
than others. That would be you.
Long, right? Like, I know the game inside and out.
True.
Right? Like, I pretty much know pretty much everything there is to know about.
True.
You know, the game. So, it doesn't really take me that long to pick up on themes.
No.
Like, I'll watch maybe 2 quarters of a game.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, okay, this is what's going on.
Especially if they're early.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's pretty much how I get my information, man. I don't sit there and I watch every minute of every single game.
No.
No,
you
don't do that.
I just try to, yeah, you just kind of got to shake it out and fit and see what are the good games. But I will say, if you lock into one game, you just know so much more.
Yeah.
If you just watch a one game mm-hmm. all the way through, like when we do live games, it is a formula, though, the game of football. And it's just repeats itself. And if you know it, you're able to break it down. Like, first quarter, scripted. What we practiced.
The game is the game, man.
You do what you do, and then it's adjustments after that.
Doesn't change.
It doesn't change. First quarter,
same thing.
Let's try if what we saw on film works. Second quarter, adjust. Mm. Third quarter, adjust. Fourth quarter, a new game.
Boom.
Just whatever the circumstances are.
Yeah.
And it never changes.
I went to a game today.
You went to a game today? What game did you go to?
I went to my son's basketball game.
I was about to say, definitely nobody was tackling each other with mouthpieces and gritting their teeth. Might be. Talk about, I was about to say his name.
Yeah.
And that's you can't, you might have government surveillance on your family.
I
refrain from his full initials.
Yeah. I got to go to the beginning.
Tell me about this. This is important.
I got to go to the beginning. So TJ has school today.
You just said his name.
Yeah.
I did all that to avoid.
Yeah, I did. TJ.
TJ's name.
TJ's his name.
And you just flat out.
It's on the internet.
You know you done messed up now.
Yeah, you know you messed up, right? Huh? You know you messed up, right? So TJ's his name.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
TJ's his name. TJ has school this morning.
Okay.
Right? I get a call because he's playing at he's playing with an academy program. And I think in England, they have off from school this week. Like the public schools have off.
Yeah, like my daughter's out
of school. Right, right.
So he's not because he's an American school.
He's in an American school.
Okay.
Right. So they have a game this morning. Mm-hmm. The coach calls me. He's like, listen, TJ, we need him to play. Right. We need this guy to play.
TJ, and because most of the schools are off, they got a game, tournaments.
They got a game.
Got it.
Right. So he's like, man, we need TJ to play. I'm like, well, TJ's not playing. TJ's got school, and I'm Nigerian.
So you know what comes first.
You know he's going to school.
You are here for school.
Crazy. Crazy story. It is a crazy story.
Okay.
Crazy story, Jason. I get in the... I call a cab off the app to come pick me up yesterday. This was maybe an hour after I talked to TJ's coach.
So you scheduled it yesterday?
Scheduled what?
The cab yesterday.
No. I call a cab.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
To come pick me up to go play my
Got it.
Soccer game.
Got it. I'm following.
The cab comes to pick me up, right? I get in the car. The cab driver looks at me, right? He's like, do you have a son who, TJ gets dropped off in the cabs, right?
Yes.
He's like, you have a son who lives here? I was like, yeah, my son. He was like, man, he is the nicest, most respectful kid.
Wow.
Right? This is what the guy told me.
Wow.
And I was sitting in the car and I was like, I called the coach. I was like, listen, he's going to come play. And I called his school and I told his school, I was like, he's not going to show up till like 1 o'clock today. And I'm going to tell you the reason why I did that.
Wow.
Because the cab driver, that was the first thing he said to me about my son, right? He was like, he's just the nicest, most respectful kid. So in my head, I thought to myself, okay, we know what sports teach you, right?
Yep.
Right?
Yes, we do.
And I said, he's probably learned, or he's going to learn more from this game than he would learn by going to school this morning. Right?
You're right.
He would everything that he learns in school this morning, he's going to forget by tomorrow.
Yeah.
But the sports and what it teaches you.
That moment.
So I said, it's probably more important that he actually goes to this game with his team, builds this camaraderie, than it is for him to go to school this very morning. And because that driver told me, oh man, your kid is so respectful. He's such a nice kid. I said, go play. Go play the game. It was really incredible how that happened.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
But I thought this as soon as you said this.
Yeah.
And I had to jot this down. Coach calls.
Yeah.
I need TJ.
Yeah.
TJ has to go to school.
Yeah.
All this happens. That when you said that respect, right? Obviously, he's a great player. I've been around TJ, so I can say this. He's a leader. He's got his crew.
Mm.
How important was it for that team that he was there?
Oh, crucial.
Because in that moment, when they all have something to learn, it's those special people that provide that atmosphere on a team that you connect to that moment. And it sounds like TJ is that gel.
Yeah.
So say this doesn't happen and you remove him from that situation.
Yeah.
This moment isn't the same without TJ.
No, it's not.
And you as a parent, you're not thinking about that, the importance of that, right? You're just thinking about your child, you know. You're seeing the bigger picture.
Yeah.
But this detour is a part of the bigger picture.
It's crazy. So I go to the game and I go watch TJ play. This is the first time I've went to watch him play in an actual game.
Okay.
Right? Since America.
Mm-hmm.
And I was I got to be honest, I didn't like it, man.
Why?
I didn't like the feeling.
Ooh.
I
no control?
Hated the feeling, Jason. Hated it. I was so nervous, right?
And you're not nervous.
Bro, I was so nervous. I didn't want to. And I knew that when he saw me, he would feel like a little. And so initially, I just stood outside.
Oh.
Right? But then as the game started to go, I had to go in, right? I had to go in. And I'm in there maybe in like the second quarter. And TJ's a very good player. Uh-huh. He wasn't the best player on the court.
Right.
No. There's two players on there who were better. One on the other team and one on his team.
Okay.
The guy on the other team, number six, right?
Nice.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Jason. White kid.
Got it.
13, bro. Hey, he was tall, like, handles.
Killing.
Shooting. He must have scored 50 points. I'm not exaggerating.
Oh, wow.
He must have scored 50 points. There was nothing they could do. There was nothing anybody
could do. They just watched it?
Yeah, they were just, yeah. And then there was the other kid on TJ's team, Kaya, they called him.
Okay.
Nasty. And they're like going back and forth, you know.
Yeah.
It was so cool. And TJ was okay. You know, he's doing his thing. He's doing okay. But that last quarter, the fourth quarter, that's where he stepped up.
Oh, he turned it on.
Oh, he made big plays. Steals, rebounds, blocks, buckets. And I'm sitting over there looking, and I was so hyped. I was like, ah! I'm not gonna miss another game, bro. Like, I have to watch it.
Crunch time.
Crunch time. He stepped up. It was crazy.
Okay, I have a. You're not gonna miss another game.
No.
I don't want to go over that.
No.
But I want to. This is fascinating. There's things in life you've been nervous about, but you can internalize it. You deal with it really well, and you can't see it on your face.
Yeah.
Overtly, it never shows.
Right.
And we've been in situations where, you know, we should have been nervous, and you're not.
Yeah.
You just, boom. And it's because you always would say, Jay Bell, we got this. We can do this. Like, sense of control.
Mm.
What do you think you learned from yourself about – because I think you can only learn it through people you love, especially your kids.
Yeah.
About that lack of control.
It was the worst feeling, man. I hated it. Hated it, Jason. Because we know sports.
Yeah.
There's nothing I could do for him.
Oh, man.
I couldn't play for him.
Yeah.
I couldn't do anything.
You couldn't coach him?
You can't, right? Because the coach is there. You don't want to be one of those guys.
We're not them kind.
Yeah, you're not that guy. So I'm sitting there, and you're just watching this whole thing unfold. I'm watching number six just going off, right?
Stay away from
him. And I'm like,
yeah.
You know,
you
can't do anything. You just got to sit there and watch. And no control. And they were down like 13 points. You know what I mean? They came all the way back. They fought back. It was back and forth. It was Jason. You have to go watch this, bro.
I can't wait to see it.
You got to go
watch
it.
Now that you're going, I can go.
It's a different feeling, like when you're watching like your own kid,
right,
in an environment that you've been a part of,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
yes,
something you've been. This was your life, and now you're seeing your own child doing that. It's crazy.
Oh, damn, this is fascinating. Do you think? Do you think people that care about us, however they associate with our lives, do you think they stop us from doing things because of their fear?
I think it has to be.
Think about it.
It has
to
be.
I don't want you to do this. I think this is a bad idea. You shouldn't go take that job. You shouldn't do this.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, why doesn't this person want me to or whatever? But it could just be
Their
fear that they can't help
you. Could have been.
And it's different with your kid. And you recognize that quickly.
Yeah.
Could have been. It's like something we all need to be aware of, where if somebody's telling us something, maybe it's not malicious, so they're not trying to prevent us. Maybe it's their fear that they can't do anything for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have to kind of run through that wall.
Mm.
I mean, as a kid, you can't, obviously, but.
Yeah. My mom, my mother, would never watch me play.
Mm.
She said I couldn't do it. Just would not watch it. She never watched a single game.
She didn't go to Super Bowl?
She went to the Super Bowl.
Oh, I thought she did.
That was the only game she went to. Didn't watch it. She was like, she just
looked down the whole game.
Couldn't watch it. She was just like, and I in my head, I was like, I couldn't understand, but I understood it today.
Yeah.
I clearly. Because football is different than basketball, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine, like, watching.
No.
I couldn't. I'd be like, nah.
I know. My mom said she learned the game out of just all the it was so fearful.
Mm-hmm.
She had to learn the game to eliminate her fear.
Mm.
She became a fan of the game, and you know how moms.
Yeah.
She loves football. I mean,
yep.
How do I work for the NFL yet pay for all the NFL packages?
Yeah,
so she can watch all the games.
Yeah.
My credit card got more NFL packages. And it was because probably that fear where I can't control it. My son's a corner.
Yeah.
If it's bad, it's bad.
Yeah.
You know, the whole stadium is, you know, booing if you make one mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why she learned the game. So she could know, like, okay, that's okay. Oh, he's doing all right. Like, dealing with and managing her fears.
Yeah. Speaking of corner, I'm going to put TJ with you, bro.
TJ could be a corner.
He could be a corner. And I saw that for the first time.
You saw his footwork?
Today.
The difference is he's so tall and so long. If he fills out, he's got to put his hand in the dirt or be a linebacker. But I can do his footwork. I can work his footwork now.
Elite quickness, bro.
Then, yeah.
Surprisingly.
We got to get him.
I don't know where he got it from.
Well,
I didn't.
Quick.
Yeah, I wasn't moving like that.
But
bro.
You, if you were my size with your quick twitch fibers, yeah, maybe. You know.
But that was the time I was your size. Like when I was in Nigeria, I wasn't a big guy.
You were playing football, soccer then.
But I'm saying,
quick.
not right. Like that.
It
like
could
just watching his movement on the court.
Yeah.
Because I never, in my head, I was like, this guy's not going to play ball.
Right. Right.
Or
right,
if
right.
he is, I'm going to put him on the end.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
He could be a DB, bro.
I could work with him. You know what's crazy? When you see, and I've seen this with friends that I know, and you're starting to see it, even people I don't know, where their kids are in the NFL.
Yeah.
People we played against. And you watch them play, and they play just like they play the same position.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, my gosh. There is something to be said.
Mm-hmm.
If you learn, first of all, you have to have the talent. But like anything, right? If you learn something at a young age, fundamentally, mm-hmm. it never leaves you.
Mm.
I remember this young guy that worked with this with my finance, one of my old finance companies, and he was a mathematician, economist, all kind of stuff, and he basically evaluated deals. And brilliant guy, brilliant mind. And I said, "How did you learn this? What did you do?" And he said, "Oh, when I was a kid, we used to do these complicated math formulas on the kitchen table."
Mm.
I was like, "What?" He's like, "No, that's what we did at night. We just."
He's
been doing it his whole life.
Yeah.
So when you look at people and you think, oh, man, they're only doing it because, you know, their family did it or whatever. You know, athletics is different. There's a talent level there. But if you're running a publishing company, I don't know. I'm just saying that because I was looking at a book. There is.
Learn that skill from.
You really got an advantage.
Yeah.
I mean, Simon is just, if he wasn't such a mean person, he would train his kids, but he doesn't care. He
doesn't want to do that.
He's selfish.
He doesn't want to pass it on.
He doesn't want to pass it on.
Yep.
But we can we can help him teach the business. But
it's
that
very,
is,
very surprising, to be honest with you, because most of the white people I know,
they hook their kids up.
Oh,
not Simon.
Immediately. It's not even a thought in their head.
I mean.
Everything they're doing, they're basically doing it for the
kids. Yeah.
Those are the white people mostly I know, but I don't know what's going on.
Simon, yeah. I don't vouch for him anymore.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Back to the thing. Yeah. TJ, we're going to get them feet tight.
Yeah.
When he does,
regardless,
though.
Yeah. Regardless, because if in fact, right, he does come over to that side and start playing football, and he's got corner feet work, and he gets bigger, then we ship them out to the end. Then we push
long-term play.
Then we push him out there to the end. Now imagine the kind of work he's doing then. He's got the footwork that his big bro, his big uncle, Jay Bell,
hooked him up with.
And then he's got the hands, the know-how of the defensive end position. Forget it.
This whole conversation went from fear of a basketball game to we just made a professional athlete.
Just like that. Boom. Just like that.
Look how much better we feel when we can control it.
Yeah. Now we know. We know what to do here.
Look, we just been real honest with ourselves. Like, it went from, I'm fearful, I don't want to go to the game, to no, we got this.
We know what to do.
Oh, my gosh. We are the same people. We're trying, oh, my goodness. I need to really look at what I'm doing as a parent now, because my fear is probably driving a lot of this.
You're not going to be able to help Anaya.
No.
In none of her sports.
No.
You're
no.
just going to.
Just let it be.
Hey, Anaya. Because you don't play soccer. Oh, yeah. Well, that's what she's probably going to
yep,
do.
Yep.
Or, you know, volleyball,
yeah, I wish
tennis.
Had, I wish. Yeah, I want her in all sports.
Yeah.
I want. The one thing I want out here and I want to pursue and want to be involved with is the growth of women's sports out here.
Mm-hmm.
I just, there's so many more sports they should be playing out here that I want to be around and promote and, you know, just yeah. be involved with. Because I got a little one and she is athletic, hopefully.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm not trying to play for college. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You know, if they get a scholarship, in America they had the 529 plan where you put a little money in to pay for school.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people do that try to save, not people that don't have to save and just cut the check.
Yeah.
You know. I'm just saying. But
yeah.
I'm just pointing to them on the side. I'm just saying it's a little
what,
thing.
Five
what? Yeah, 529 plan.
529, that's for
yeah.
who?
It's for people that save for college.
For the little guys.
Yeah. It's for the little guys. You get that money back if your kid gets a scholarship. So I'm trying to work.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of little guys.
Yeah.
I just want to say something about Kyler Murray, the quarterback
yeah.
for the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
I made a bet with you on Saturday on the show. Mm. And I said that I think that they would lose to Green Bay this week
yeah.
on Thursday.
Yeah.
Well, one of the players, Devontae Adams, is out because of COVID. He's on the COVID list.
What does that have to do with me?
I don't want to take that bet back.
Like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Like, I don't.
I just bet with you, didn't I?
It's, I mean, Chandler Jones has missed, I don't even know how many games. This is one of the
oh,
best
oh,
players
so
in
I can't,
football.
I can't, I can't, I got to deal
he's
with this bet.
He's on the same
bet.
Level All right. as Devontae Adams.
I got to eat
not?
This bet. Yes,
is,
that's
he's
true.
On the same level.
So you're not, you not letting me back the car out the garage.
Nobody let me back anything out the garage. So you just got to live with that, right?
Okay, all right.
I'm already doing push-ups that I didn't bargain for.
I know.
Because Baltimore got punched in their face.
They did.
I mean, golly.
Who knew that was going to happen? I did.
You called it. So you must have known something.
I did something. Our show's out tonight, but I did some research off of what you said when you talked about the Bengals.
Yes.
Okay, and you said when you talked about, you know, I just don't see any stars.
Mm.
Well, you said
yeah.
the way they get after the
yeah.
pass rush.
Okay,
right?
You're talking about the pass rush.
Yeah,
rush.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they are really good. But yeah. you're right. As a unit, they're good.
Yeah.
There's not that splash guy. Jesse yeah. Bates, their safety, is great. But mm-hmm. there's not that, you know, you don't hear that about that splash player. But I think that makes them dangerous.
Mm.
I think so. Yeah, I think as a whole, they're just so good. The sum is greater than the part.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
And you've seen a team that has this type of environment progress at the Super Bowl?
I think if you have that on one side of the ball, yes. Mm-hmm. One side of the ball needs to be explosive. Mm-hmm. One side of the ball needs to make mm-hmm. crazy plays.
I see your point.
Like what they're doing. What they're doing on offense,
mm-hmm.
what Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase are doing,
mm-hmm.
man, they're never out of it.
Yeah.
They got a knockout punch. But if you got a knockout punch, you better be able to put your hands up and protect your chin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they can do on defense a little bit. But you are right. They're, how long does that last? Can they continue to do that? We'll see.
I'm happy for them.
I am too.
Yeah, I'm happy.
I love what's happening.
Yeah,
I'm a Joe Burrow fan.
Me too.
Remember when things were happening in our country,
mm-hmm.
Politically?
Yes.
Joe Burrow, before any other quarterback,
yes,
put his hand up and said, "Nah, I'm riding with my guys."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He did.
He did, didn't he?
He did.
And guess what? They riding with him.
Yeah.
He's that dude over there.
He is. I like him.
He is. It's
I'm a fan of Joe Burrow.
Me too. I really like him, man. Think about it, man. How quick your whole franchise can change in the NFL when you get that guy.
When you hit right
on that quarterback. I mean, it is a chase. It everybody's chasing it.
There's nothing else like it.
And
no
there's
other position.
And there's not that many out there.
Yeah.
Like you can't just go find one. Just like guys that rush the passer.
Yeah.
You can't go find one off
but
a tree.
A guy that rushes the passer, right?
Mm-hmm.
would not transform your franchise the way a quarterback will. Like, there's no other position, no receiver, no corner, no D lineman, no offensive tackle.
No other.
Nothing.
No other
the
at
way
all.
A QB does.
It's funny. I wrote this down somewhere, but it was like when you think about your system, like an offensive system, a great quarterback isn't your system. He becomes your system.
Yes.
Like, you can have a way that you think you're going to play, but when you get that guy, when you get Aaron Rodgers back there, your system becomes Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
And there's only a few of those.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I love about Dallas right now and what we've talked about with their coordinator, Kellen Moore, is that I think that because Kellen Moore and Dak Prescott's relationship, he has made that offense Dak Prescott's offense.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, this is what my dude does well. I'm going to build this thing to where this guy can flourish.
I underrated and undervalued Dak Prescott.
I didn't think you did. You think so?
I did. I for sure I did. For sure I did. Because I thought he was a very good player.
Okay.
I always thought he was a very good player. From once he started playing, I was like, oh, this guy's good. He's
right.
good, right?
Right.
I didn't think he was great.
Mm.
And so when he continued to bet on himself, right, which he did, I was like, yeah, you know, this guy's he's really good, but, you know, he's behaving like he's great, right? And I just didn't see that. But he's a great player, bro. He is a cornerstone. He's the type of player, right, that he can go to another team and elevate that team.
Yes.
He's that type of quarterback.
Day one.
He can go to any team and instantly make that team a contender on the offensive side of the ball. He's that kind of talent.
Jerry knew that.
There's no doubt about that. Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
And this is I see this happen in the league all the time. You probably see this happen in every walk of life. Okay. Dak Prescott, fourth round pick. He wasn't picked to start and change the franchise. Two people had to get hurt for him to even get on the field.
Yes.
You know how it is. When you pay for something, you value it, right? This is why designer brands are what they are. Everybody knows, oh, it costs that, so it must be worth that.
Yes.
Do you think a little bit of that, of him coming out, not being a top draft pick, made you kind of think like that, and he had to earn it, different than a guy like Baker Mayfield who's constantly having to prove he was worth it or prove to get the money? But nobody really – they've never really doubted him.
Mm-hmm.
He just has to prove that he belongs. But the draft status says you're in the club.
Yeah.
You know, you got to stay in the club.
Yeah.
Dak had to get in the club. He's knocking on the door, kind of like me trying to get in the nightclubs. I got to go in with my guy.
Yeah.
I'm with OC. Let me in. Yeah. And he got the table.
Yeah.
And I want a bottle of champagne.
All of that.
All of that.
That I'm not going to drink.
Black card OC.
Yeah.
And he's not going to drink anything. I'm passing out all the drinks. Like, I'm buying. Sorry,
how
OC.
How did we get here?
Sorry. You lived it before.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Flashback.
I think that's a very valid question. I think that's a valid question. And you would be correct to assume that about most people.
Yeah.
Because that's like, it's evidence.
Yeah.
That they treat people differently based upon their draft status.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
But the thing is, for me, I was a pretty high draft pick, but I was expected to go in like the fifth or sixth round.
Right.
Right?
Right, right.
So, but I knew that I was a lot better than that.
Yeah.
So I never looked at people through that prism.
Right.
You understand what I mean?
Yes.
So
yes,
now you talk about Baker Mayfield, right?
Uh-huh.
I never thought he was a great player, even though he was drafted number one overall. Like, I was like, So I saw him the same way that I saw Dak Prescott.
Okay.
Even though one was drafted in the fourth and one was drafted in the
You're looking at their merits purely.
I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at it just from a merit-based standpoint.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of other people, and you see like people who get drafted in, there's a guy who got drafted in, was it the sixth round, Robert Mathis, defensive end.
Killing.
Cold.
Great
cold,
career.
Cold, right? But because he was drafted, you know, in the sixth round, people don't really talk about him mm-hmm. the way they would if he was drafted in the first round because yes. of that first round pedigree,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes, yes.
He had a better career than maybe Dwight Freeney.
Yep.
But Freeney was a first rounder. And they talk about, you know, it was all Freeney this, Freeney that. Mathis was
because easy to
just
sell.
As good. Mathis was just as good. So I understand your question completely. I do. But I just never really looked at it like that because of my situation.
Do you think it's twofold? Laziness of the media and people that can really evaluate and see what's going on. It's easier to just stick with top line stuff.
Yep.
And if I'm an organization, and I've seen this happen, I'm not even going to shout out the teams or the players, but when they know they got a nugget
mm-hmm.
and say he was undrafted or a low draft pick, all of the things they can do to keep players, I feel like when they got that guy, they try to hide him a little bit.
Yeah.
They don't promote him. They don't say, hey, write an article on this guy.
Yeah.
Hey, he's great. They don't want any national attention.
They bury him. Yeah.
They bury him until they sign him for a deal. And then it's like, this guy's great. Yeah. He's the greatest player
ever. It's
smart
business, though.
It is.
It's smart business. I get it.
Any organization you want, you don't want to lose your talent.
Yeah.
And you can't afford everybody.
Yeah. Smart business.
It is. It really is. So I totally understand it, and you see it everywhere in every walk of life. So know your value. Take risk. Don't be scared to go out there. And when people tell you don't do it, it just might be because they love you and they're scared.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that simple.
Is it that simple?
That simple.
Oh, see, that was heartwarming. I feel good. I feel good for TJ.
I do too.
I feel good for him.
Be respectful, ladies and gentlemen.
Be respectful.
Be respectful.
That is the greatest compliment as a parent.
I felt incredible.
That's the greatest. That's all you're trying to do.
I felt incredible.
You are trying to make a better human. That's all we could. If all we talk about on this about humanity, that's our job.
There's nothing that anybody could have said, right?
Yep.
Besides that would have made me feel the way I felt. At that point, this guy doesn't know TJ from nowhere, right?
No.
And, you know, TJ is a well-off kid, right? Mm-hmm. And he's this guy's a taxi driver, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't have to be respectful mm-hmm. the way he is. And I mean respectful in a way that the guy would remember him about that.
Different level, yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Yes.
And it's weird because, like, when I was a kid, mm-hmm. like growing up in Nigeria, we grew up around, like, my father was well off, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we had, like, well off in Nigeria and well off outside, well off out here is different,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you're well off in Nigeria, you got, like.
Yeah. It's, you're on the hill. Even if there's no hills.
Yeah. it's a different, yeah. it's a different, like, the things that you're able to afford there.
Water.
The things you're able to afford, right, is completely different than out here. Like, yeah. you can have a bunch of maids yeah. and a bunch of drivers and a bunch of security, and it'll cost you, like, no. $2,000-$3,000 a month.
Right, right.
Right, to do
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So I just remember, like, all the time, I was just different mm-hmm. because I was hanging around, like, the help,
mm-hmm.
right?
You said this before.
Yeah, yeah, like, I was just always hanging around
them.
They
were
like,
your friends.
I felt comfortable yes. around them, and I was very, very respectful of them. I yeah. treated them with so much respect, mm-hmm. right? And so to hear that has transferred to...
Your eldest.
Yeah, to my kid. I was like, wow, this is so cool to see.
Did your dad teach you that?
100%.
There it is.
100%. It's just...
There it is.
And then the funny thing is, because it's 13 of us,
yeah.
not all of us are like that.
Right. But he taught everyone like that.
Yeah. But everybody didn't come out like that. You're going to see somebody in a couple of weeks. You're going to be like, there's no way. There's no way these guys grew up in the same house. It's not possible. It's not possible. Right? Jason, I'm serious. You're going to be like, there's no way these two people born one day apart.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but he's like a couple of years older.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
you're going to be like, there's no way these two people grew up
in the same,
in the same house.
No.
It's not possible.
It just, no.
But we did. Right. So TJ could have turned out a different way. His younger brother.
Yeah.
TJ's young.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun. He's ready. He's ready. The little one is ready. He knows.
Out of control.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
He's out of control.
You got
nothing
what?
I can do.
Stay on the strict workout regimen.
Yeah.
You're gonna need all that.
I'm gonna need it. I'm gonna need it all. I'm going to need it all. It's just weird, man.
Take care of yourself, people, because you need your energy for these battles.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Uprise all day. We don't play. I'm going to try to be a better parent. I'm going to start probably tomorrow. I think it's too late in the day.
Too late?
Yeah. But tomorrow, I'm going to start.
Start today.
Yeah, I can start today. Yeah, yeah, I'm going to. It's never too
late. Respect,
man. Yeah.
Respect.
That's all we can do, man. We change the world within our circle. That is the Uprise motto. At least I just made it the Uprise motto today. And we are out. Holla at us next week. Hit us up on Twitter, all the good things. Let us know, man. We love everybody. We appreciate all the listeners. Seriously. It really makes our day. And we're going to make Simon a better person to his family. Shout out.
Share the wealth, Simon. Like, what are you doing? Tell your kids the right thing to do. You can't keep all that knowledge for yourself. Tell them. Be like, listen, I want you to do this. I want you to do this. Golly.
Help your kids.